And Don Gates, an alcoholic. I think for the benefit of those listening to tapes, it's always good to describe the meeting. You're not going to believe this, tape people, but I'm surrounded by a festooning of balloons. Absolutely spectacular and quite beautiful. If you hear an explosion during my talk and I continue to speak, that'll be a balloon bursting. If I lapse into silence, you'll know someone took offense. The theme of this particular conference is we absolutely insist upon enjoying life. And I think that's great. And if you, oh, by the way, there are those two usual portraits of our founders are here. On the right here, my right, is Bill, and he looks like he's enjoying life. And on my left is Dr. Bob, who, as you probably know, is a proctologist. And it's bad enough having to work with them without looking at them all day long. But I do trust that each of you was here last night because you heard an absolutely wonderful talk. Laughter is the music of the heart, as far as I am concerned. Actually, William James, A.'s godfather, and Havelock Ellis both defined laughter as a spiritual experience. You really, when you start laughing about the things you used to cry about, you have a leg up on this program and on life itself. Unfortunately, my story is tragic. But people laugh at it. AA is the only place I know where you can come in and tell a story that would tear tears from the heart of a stone, and everyone, or even begin a talk by saying, I'm just totally crazy today. Oh, go, you're reading my mail. There are a few other groups where you can begin like that. And the speaker last night was absolutely delightful, humorist. He was from Texas, where humor is required. But I like the Texans. I remember I was speaking down there one time, and a guy called and said, you have your tickets, airplane tickets ready? And I said, yeah. He said, have you bought any flight insurance? I said, no. He said, well, why don't you take out a couple $100,000, put it in my name? And I said, well, why would I do that? And he said, I don't know, I just feel lucky today. So the fellow last night was extremely good, and I'm going to try to, I wish he had stuck around. He had to get back. His wife, I think, was in the Miss Universe contest or Mrs. Universe contest or something. You know, by the way, that Miss Universe thing is a fix. You notice that everybody who wins it is from Earth. But he said a number of things, among others was, oh, there are no definitions for alcoholics. Actually, there are all kinds of definitions. I remember reading an article in the American Medical Journal 20 or 30 years ago where they were giving descriptions of the disease of alcoholism. And many of them were, you know, humorous, and some were, they had the AA one, of course, which is probably as good as you're going to find. But there were several in there that I liked. One was that you know you've become an alcoholic when you stop bragging about how much you can drink and start lying about how much you do drink. But the one that really struck home with me was it said, an alcoholic is a person who drinks to escape the problems created by drinking. And I thought, boy, that's a truth.